The Warriors showing all kinds of heart and determination in San Antonio, battling and putting it all on the line in a rough and tumble game. And in the end, it is win number 72, joining the 95-96 Bulls for the most wins in a single season in NBA history. And this Warriors team would not be denied in this quest for history. Stephen Curry was magnificent, a game-high 37 points with 4 3-pointers and countless big plays. The team fed off the fire that Draymond Green brought to this game and so many others this season. And the Warriors winning for the first time in the regular season in San Antonio since 1997. And this is the team's 34th road win, another NBA record. All of this, the stuff of legends, 92-86, the final. Here's head coach Steve Kerr in the postgame.
Oh, well, everybody's excited. I mean, we just beat a great, great team. And obviously, we had a tough task with the back-to-back. And, you know, it's one of the best victories of the year. And with that said, it means nothing, you know, come playoff time. But very satisfying win. Happy for our guys. Everybody contributed. And it was a true team win. And Steph was just amazing. So was Draymond. And those guys, they're amazing pretty much every night, but particularly tonight, the kind of defense that we saw, both guys were just brilliant. And I could name a lot of guys because everyone played well, but those two stood out.
The losing streak here wasn't on these guys, obviously, but was there a sense of satisfaction that you can feel that the losing streak is over now?
To be honest, until you just mentioned it, I hadn't thought of that. And what was the streak?
33.
Yeah.
Here.
If you remember the late, great Vita Skarolaitis, with apologies to him, I'll use his line. Nobody, and I mean nobody, beats the Golden State Warriors 34 straight times on their own floor. Nobody. You got that, Monty?
I got that.
All right.
What does it mean for you guys to deal with the Spurs?
Sorry. He finally beat, like, Sampras or no, it was probably before that. It was probably Connors or McEnroe. He said nobody beats Vita Skarolaitis 18 straight times or something. Anyway.
What made this one of the best wins of the year?
The setting and the team we played against and the back-to-back. And I liked the fact that so many guys contributed. It was a strange game because, and this will be like the playoffs, where you kind of throw your rotations out the window. Anything can happen. So, you know, Ian Clark, for example, comes in and plays 5 really important minutes in the fourth quarter and plays great defense and moves the ball and allows us to rest Steph. And, you know, Mo hadn't played much. And then fourth quarter, all of a sudden, the situation called for it, and he came in and not only made a couple shots, but really did a great job defensively. And so, you know, when you get those types of contributions from everybody, and you're, you know, it's kind of a wild game and guys are going in and out, it's gratifying.
Obviously, this is the Spurs' first home loss this season. How tough is it to do that at AT&T Center, to deal them a loss?
They're 40-1 here, or 39-1
now.
Yeah, so it's obviously pretty hard, and we're also well aware. You know, they didn't have DL the last two games, and he's a huge part of their attack against us. So, yeah, like I said, it's very gratifying, and it's fun. Our guys are excited, but it means nothing if we see this team down the road.
Steve, can you reflect on just being the only person to have experienced 272-win seasons?
I don't even know what to say, really. It's crazy. It just feels like you know, right place, right time type thing to be part of two teams that have performed like this and won at this level for the entire season. Pretty lucky, really, just to play next to Michael and Scotty and Dennis and play for Phil and then, you know, come here and inherit this whole group, Steph and Clay and Draymond and Andre and everybody else as my first coaching job. Pretty good draw. I got a good draw.
How many people will call you in the next couple of days?
Judd Bushler will call me to congratulate me. That's my guy. Luke Longley will have some snarky joke for me, and everybody else will just mutter expletives under their breath and leave me alone.
What's different for you, having done it as a player and now as a coach?
I thought as a player, it seemed like a bigger deal because we were, you know, the players talk about it and think about it, and we never really talked much about it as a staff here this year. It's really a player's award or reward. Players honor, players record. They're the ones who go out and play, and so I think it meant more to me back then personally, but to see the look on these guys' faces knowing that they have a chance to break the record and at least they've tied it, they're pretty excited, and that's what's great about coaching when you see your team smiling and happy.
Has defense been an underappreciated aspect to what you guys have done?
Well, I don't know. I mean, to be honest, we haven't been that great defensively the last 2 months. You know, last year we were really good, number one in the league, and this year we've slacked some. But it's an essential part of winning. If you can't defend, you're not going to just outshoot people every night. So our defense was really good tonight, and it's great to see.
What did you think of the first half, and what took place at halftime that sort of changed things?
I'm sorry, say that again.
What did you think of the first half, 35-35, and what took place at halftime that maybe had an impact?
Well, I think we felt good to be tied at halftime because we didn't play very well, but we hung in there. I thought Draymond in the first half kind of kept us above water. You know, we were soft with the ball, and his toughness and his grit kept us afloat, and then guys hit some shots, and we go in at halftime tied at 35, having played very poorly. We felt pretty good. And then, obviously, Steph really got rolling in the second half, and that's why he is who he is.
Steve, how similar is the confidence level between this team and that Bulls team? Is one more confident than the other?
I don't know. I can't compare all that stuff. But, you know, Michael was the most confident human being I've ever seen. But the confidence of Steph, I mean, you don't shoot 35-foot fadeaways off the dribble unless you're really confident. And so Steph is similar in that regard. Draymond has unbelievable confidence. I think our group is extremely confident, especially, you know, having won the title last year. I think that gave them a belief that that they can do it again.
Steve, what's the personality what's the personality of that Bulls team versus the Warriors now? When I think of the Warriors, I think of a team that really likes each other. It translates on the court. Was it that same kind of brotherhood camaraderie?
Yeah. We had a very mature team, a lot of vets who'd been around, and obviously we had the MVP in Michael and a great group around him with Scotty and Dennis and Ron and Tony Kukoc. It was a group that had a lot of fun, but was incredibly intense too. And I think that's a good combination. You have to enjoy it, otherwise you're not going to be successful night after night. And I think our guys in this locker room here enjoy the process and they enjoy playing together. And it's one of the reasons we've won at a high rate.
And we also heard from the reigning MVP, Stephen Curry, in the postgame.
One thing I learned from the last year in the championship is don't throw the ball when something good happens. Andre stole it from me last year, so I kept this one.
Steph, do you think if you guys were to meet the Spurs in the postseason, like you guys have a formula that works?
I mean, we won the season series, but in the playoffs, everything's different. It takes a series takes a different life of its own. So this is a big win for us for a lot of different reasons, just to finish off the regular season and keep that momentum in a playoff kind of atmosphere. But we have two series to get through to get back into a position to face these guys if they get there too. So a long time before that happens.
You're bleeding there on your chest. How physical was it out there on the court today?
No more than any other game. As you get closer to the playoffs and even in the playoffs against teams that are playing for something, and it's gonna be a battle.
Before tonight, the Spurs were 39-0 on their home court. How tough is it to win at AT&T Center?
It's only the second time I've been on a team that's done it, so It's they obviously have a lot of life here, a lot of energy. They're a team, regardless of what arena they play in, they usually don't beat themselves and give games away. So you have to come in and really take it, and that's what we did tonight.
Is it hard to truly grasp that you guys could be one win away from having the best NBA record of all time?
Yes and no. I mean, obviously, we're in the moment, enjoying the ride, and obviously, the goal is to win a championship. That's what we're playing for. But we've put ourselves in a great position to end the season with a win and do something no team's done in history. So that's an amazing accomplishment. It's hard to kind of step outside the locker room and understand the spotlight that comes with it, or even just the hoopla, because we come out every night trying to win. But when you understand and just think about, I guess, just the perspective, no team is, only two teams have done what we've done so far, and hopefully Wednesday we can finish that off. That's unbelievable.
Steph, there was a lot of focus on Draymond and how vocal he was, that he wanted all of you guys to push for this. But you were outspoken too. How much did you tell Steve and the rest of the team that you wanted this?
Try to do it with the way I played, and obviously the decision on resting or not, it was a pretty easy decision for me, just not nursing any injuries, I don't think put myself in a position to be a step slow come the playoffs, so why not go out and take advantage of an opportunity that may never come again. That's kind of what I think about every day. We play this game at a high level, year after year after year, and we're on a team that is chasing history. Like, that's a special opportunity that you want to give everything you have to it. If we didn't, if we went out there, played our hardest, and didn't get there, you can be satisfied with the fact that you tried and still have enough in the tank for the playoffs, but I think we accomplished both.
Steph, you've seen a lot of NBA basketball, just growing up the son of a professional player, and now as a player on an NBA team. When you think back to when you were younger, what did Bulls, even if you weren't watching those Bulls, what did Bulls mean to you? And it was kind of crazy to imagine you could be meaning something or signifying something like that to a new generation of people.
I mean, they were synonymous with winning and championships and that word, like, elite. So I do remember going to the Charlotte Hornets Coliseum and watching my dad play, and you knew when the Bulls were in town. That was a game you tried not to miss, no matter what my parents' restrictions on, we're going to games during school weeks and all that kind of stuff, school days. You just try to go, not miss the show. And I remember as a kid being in the back, in the tunnel, waiting to hopefully cross paths with Jordan, Pippen, Dennis Rodman, Coach Kerr. That was just something that was a special time as a kid. So the energy in the arena was always pretty electric in Charlotte watching my dad, but when the Bulls came through, it was a totally different vibe. So you knew what it meant when they were in town and when they were playing. And something special was probably going
to
happen.
Steph, what did you try to draw over the course of your career from Jordan, from his game, from his demeanor, from his attitude?
I mean, we have totally different skill sets, obviously, and I try to stay in my lane when it comes to that, but just his, what up, dog? His competitiveness. Every night you could, look on his face and knew he was never rattled, never unprepared for the moment, and I think he kind of thrived off those opportunities, so I don't know his habits off the court, like how he used to prepare for games, what his workout schedule was like, what all that stuff. But whatever he did to get himself ready for games and ready for year after year after year of greatness, you could kind of see that in his demeanor and his face and just the way he played. So as a fan of basketball growing up, that rubs off of you, that when you're out there on the floor, take advantage of the opportunity and expect greatness out of yourself.
Now the chance for win number 73 coming on Wednesday night at Oracle Arena with the Memphis Grizzlies coming. With this Warriors Sound game recap, I'm Lawrence Scott.